We made it through a weekend. We made it through a Black Hill week last week. We're starting a new one. It is the 11th day of October, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. So the U.S. military has imposed a vaccine mandate. They've given a date of November 28th. And out of 2.1 million personnel, hundreds of thousands are choosing to resist. In the active duty Marines, 28% are still unvaccinated. Out of 336,000 Army National Guard troops, over 60% have yet to get the jab. So across all 2.1 million military personnel, only 62 have died of COVID. And that's by the military's own reckoning. Who knows how aggressively they might have inflated that figure. For comparison, more than 10 times that number of troops have committed suicide in the same span. But they're ramming ahead anyways. Apparently, their plan is to just kick soldiers out if they don't play along. You know, it's funny to think back why we supposedly needed lockdowns and vaccine mandates in the first place. They, whoever they are, said that we needed this to prevent a calamity. If we didn't have lockdowns and vax mandates, they said, hospitals would be overrun and collapse. And tens or hundreds of thousands of people would just unnecessarily die. They said the economy would fall apart because of workers dying or being too sick to work or quitting to avoid the scary virus. But that didn't happen. COVID-19 wasn't nearly as deadly as people first feared. Almost 100% of people survived the virus on their own with their God-given immune systems. People started realizing this and they wanted to go back to work. But now we're getting all of those disasters that we were warned about because of the over-the-top reaction. Our hospitals are overcrowded and falling apart. Not because of COVID, but because thousands of workers have been fired for refusing the jab. Our supply chains are falling apart because truckers and longshoremen and technicians and shipping people are retiring or quitting to avoid these unnecessary, unneeded, tyrannical vaccine mandates. And now even our military is in grave danger. Overall, American soldiers are young and they are fit. They're at almost no danger from the virus at all. But to placate to his insane base, Chairman Biden is ordering a vaccine for all of them in the name of readiness. Well, let me ask, how is our readiness going to look when 25% or more of the service is drummed out all at once, or when thousands of officers resign rather than subjecting themselves to this inoculation proven to be dangerous and in many cases deadly? Bobby Payton is running for Senate in Illinois. Now, admittedly, that's a long shot. Although with how disastrous the Biden administration has been so far, you have to admit anything is possible. Now, a Republican did win there in Illinois in 2010, so maybe it can happen again. A lot of Republicans may say that they're against vaccine mandates, but then do nothing about them. Looking at you, Kristi Noem. Payton is campaigning to restore all military personnel who are forcibly discharged due to vaccine mandates. He's also demanding monetary compensation for those hurt by these vaccines. Remember, Congress went and gave Big Pharma blanket liability for this drug. And so he's also demanding accountability for those responsible. This is a tall order. Of course it is. There's not a lot of accountability to go around these days, but we're rooting for him all the way. Bobby Payton joins us now. I mean, you say things like this, you could launch a presidential campaign. I mean, those are President of the United States type words.
Well, I mean, Stu, I kind of look at it as these are American type words. I think we all know what is just in our heart, and we all know what is fair. And everything that I'm asking that we do is what I think all of us are telling me and feeding, you know, like I'm kind of feeling the way everybody else does. Why are there two sets of rules? You know, if we went and sold something that was physically harming someone else, they would jail us, fine us, and wipe us out financially. However, if a corporation, a global corporation, does something along the same lines, somehow they're exempt from the same liability that we face. So it is a huge problem. Why are businesses in this country that are serving Americans first, paying tax rates that are 50 to 100% higher than these global corporations. Yet it's our military, ironically, that supports and defends these corporations in over 100 countries around the world. So the very people that are defending global corporations are now being damaged by these global corporations with these insane constitutional violations. So to your point, I think I'm just speaking the way we all feel. And if that makes it presidential, I guess every American, there's a reason why every American can become president in this country. If they act like Americans, then they're fit to possibly hold office in America as president.
I'm past the conversation about this person can't win and that person can't win. If our elections are upheld with integrity, the most popular person should win. And by far, overwhelmingly, Americans, the people of Illinois, support the military. The military is comprised of brave men and women who sign up to literally go and die in piles of spent shell casings to protect the liberties and the God-given inherent rights, specifically to medical freedom, that are now being stripped and taken away from those very people. And for what?
Can I tell you what I think it's for? This is what's been popping into my head the past few days since I mentioned this to you. If you wanted to replace our military or our police, for that matter, with drones, what better way to get them to quit so that then you can not have to pay them anymore and maybe cut short their retirement benefits than to scare them out of the military with bogus vaccination, bogus vaccination requirements that force them to resign. So I'm extremely concerned that there is a more sinister plot developing where they might have the technology, and I posted a couple clips about these robots, which are pretty damn devastating. You know, I'm not saying it's going to be like the movies, but boy, these robots that they're developing really make it a lot easier for corrupt government officials that want to stamp out freedom to execute on their plans. And so this might be one of those stages. So from my standpoint, running for U.S. Senate, I never, ever want to accept a robotic military, a robotic police force. Human beings should be the only entity, individual that is allowed to be given the kill authority if need be, right? If we go to war. So I think that this is the more sinister thing that might be taking place right before our eyes, and not just in the military, Stu. They might be trying to get everybody to take jabs across healthcare and other industries because they're not going to just replace them possibly with immigrants. They might have figured out how to replace them with robotics. Elon Musk, over a year ago, maybe it's been a longer, you know, he developed Neuralink, which is robotics. You know, they literally can tap into people's brains. So if you can, and control the movements of a pig, for example, there was a demonstration about it, like literally tying in technology into the brains of living creatures. And I would imagine that they probably have been working on this type of stuff on human beings. And they're not showing us their whole playbook. And this is so concerning. This is why my stance is anybody who refused the jab that works for the government, full pay, all back pay, and then can also go after the individuals that enforced this tyranny on the American people by violating the U.S. Constitution.
That is heroic.
What's that?
That's heroic. I mean, those are heroic words. What you're saying, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, I will. You're a hero for saying those things. And when you're elected, when you do those things, that is heroic activity. That is America first. That is what being a patriot, loving this country, and respecting those brave young men and women that I aforementioned, that's what this is all about. And in addition to replacing the monetary expenditures on, say, unemployment or retirement benefits or healthcare for these workers that you mentioned in the healthcare industry, military personnel, people at the shipping port. We just talked to a whistleblower from the LA shipping port. He says all of these shortages are manufactured. They're fake. But that's to replace these people with robots as well. Unload that ship, load that crate. I mean, robots can do that. But really, more so than a money thing, this is about the elimination of Christianity. This is about the elimination of God in our country. That's what this is. Robots, they don't pray. Robots, they don't worship Jesus and accept him as their savior. Errors can happen with robots. Believe me. Whoops. It's really unbelievable that these robotic soldiers just happened to wipe out everybody in Florida.
Well, Stu, to your point, we have a real coming to Jesus moment as a humanity. Because the question that we really should be asking is, who is this planet for? Is it for God's children? Is it for human beings? Is it for all of us, that we're all equal before our God with different abilities? Or is it going to be for a select few that basically have a bunch of pet robots?
Yeah.
Because that's what I think is really the more sinister thing that's playing out before our eyes. And all of this other stuff is just a distraction. A lot of these other things that we're going through are distractions while they roll out this more sinister plot. And if we don't start being our brother and our sister's keeper, you know, this isn't about Republican and Democrat anymore. It's about patriot or traitor. These are traitors to humanity. They're not just traitors to the United States. They're traitors to humanity. Yeah. And, you know, we as a God-loving people, I mentioned it yesterday in the speech I gave, we have a right to behave righteously as a people and stamp out evil. Whatever that looks like, we the people have a right to destroy evil when it tries to destroy us. And make no mistake, they are trying to destroy us every which way they possibly can. They're literally destroying our schools, our children's future, our children's identity, friendships, joyous moments that we have in public, you know, with people that do.
The final variant is communism. This is what communism looks like. And
this is worse than communism.
It is.
I think this is already communism 2.0. This is literally, at least in communism, in the Soviet Union, they didn't mask you up. You know, they didn't have technology to keep you in a cage like a farm animal.
I'm out of
time.
They
didn't have, you know, GPS coordinates. Who's to say, Stu? I just saw a clip yesterday. I was watching this clip with regards to, you know, this graphene that might be in this injection. There's harmonics now. They've discovered that harmonics can be used to kill living organisms through sound frequency, and in particular, cancers at certain megahertz.
It's all bad.
And my mind, you know where my mind went? Who's to say that if you don't behave and you have this graphene in you, and somehow this is tied to harmonics, that they can turn around and create a specific frequency or resonance through a satellite or your phone, that it kills you internally. It causes an internal hemorrhage.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist. All I'm saying is these are the questions that I think we the people need to have answered ASAP. Like, is there something more sinister that these sons of, because that's what they are trying to develop to kill us in very large numbers very quickly?
I'm past time here. I got to get going. I'm way past. I'm overdue for this break. I got to get going. You mentioned, you know, patriot versus traitor. I think this is good versus evil. And we know how the good book ends. Bobby Payton, he's running for Senate in Illinois. Go to BobbyPayton.com. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, too. God bless.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you.
Mike is offering the sale of the year. You will receive 50% off his Giza Dream Sheets. Just go to MyPillow.com, and you will receive a set for as low as $49.99 with promo code STU. Or call 800-262-2403 and be sure to use STU at checkout.
Well, it was a disastrous weekend for Southwest Airlines, that's putting it mildly. Across Saturday and Sunday, they canceled more than 2,100 flights. That's 2,100 flights, about a quarter of their total. Now, here's where it gets interesting. It's extremely obvious that someone is lying about why. In a statement, Southwest blamed bad weather and air traffic control problems. But the Federal Aviation Administration says no, there haven't been any air traffic control issues since last Friday. And if bad weather was forcing cancellations, it was a peculiar kind of weather that only affected Southwest and its aircraft. Other airlines didn't have any mass cancellations. There was some rain and thunderstorms in Florida, but no hurricanes, nothing that required a mass shutdown. So somebody is lying here, and it could be from both Southwest and the FAA. There are reports that in Jacksonville, Florida, air traffic controllers walked off the job to protest against vaccine mandates. But that might not be all. Southwest announced a vaccine mandate for all of its personnel last week, and there's reports that pilots are joining the resistance as well. But Southwest Pilot Union, of course, claims there's no such protest action underway. They say that poor planning by Southwest management caused all of these cancellations. So maybe the union is clueless or lying as well. To unravel all of this, we're joined here by Dr. Jane Ruby, who's been looking into this. So Southwest, the FAA, somebody's lying. There's a big cover-up going on here.
There's a big cover-up, Stu, but before I get to the whole Southwest and the whole situation that unfolded starting on Friday and unraveled over the weekend, let me just share with you a breaking story that I've had corroborated now from three separate whistleblowers directly related to Delta Airlines. A pilot died in flight within the last, I'd say, 10 days, according to these sources. The co-pilot told the flight attendant that the captain was speaking normally one moment, then said a few weird things, and then died. The flight had to make an emergency landing. We are now learning this is an LAX-based captain, and they did land the plane safely. I'm not sure what they told the passengers on board. The co-pilot also shared with the flight attendant, who is one of the three whistleblowers, that the pilot who died had told the co-pilot that he had just several days prior completed his second shot in this series. So we want people to know. And Stu, I have to tell you that one of the three whistleblowers shared with me some information. It's much bigger than people think. And it is exactly what you and I have been suspicious of since the beginning. We knew these numbers were much bigger than what the media was reporting or not reporting. Listen to this. This is what's going on right now in your skies. Flights are diverted for pilots with chest pains. A recent flight was diverted for a 30-year-old vaxxed male passenger who had chest pains and an inability to breathe. So it's not just your captains that can, you know, get sick and maybe, you know, have a problem with the airplane. Thank God that co-pilot could emergency land it and get the, you know, get the pilot off the flight. A Seattle-based pilot was found dead on his floor at home from an embolism. Pilots and flight attendants right now in droves, in addition to everything you described, are not returning to active duty after the shot, various unspecified adverse reactions. Two Atlanta-based flight attendants were found dead at home a few days after the second shot. And seven, listen to this, Stu, seven Atlanta-based flight attendants have had breakthrough infections, which is not a surprise to us. One Atlanta-based pilot who was vaxxed, so to speak, with both shots, got a breakthrough infection and died from kidney failure after being put on remdesivir. And a Salt Lake City ramp agent and part-time firefighter died in his sleep 3 days after getting his second shot. Another, and just in conclusion here, another Salt Lake City flight attendant, base manager, died after his second Jay shot. He was personal supervisor to a number of flight attendants and was a total gym rat, 47 years old, in perfect health. So guys, there's a lot going on in the skies. There's a lot of risk right now. And these airlines better get a grip and they better think twice and step back, because a lot of them are caving to these DOD contracts. That's how it's trickling down.
A pilot is dead mid-flight and the media completely whitewashes the whole thing. There's nothing out here. Delta Airlines, you're saying, is the airline where this pilot, there was an emergency landing that was required, right?
Yes.
That's what I'm reading.
Yes.
Okay.
He died in flight.
Delta Airlines is keeping this from the media. You learned this from a whistleblower connected to Delta Airlines, and this has been corroborated, you said, now by multiple sources?
Yes. And one of the other two sources I have used as a source in the last few years and when I was back in D.C. So I know this person, and I have vetted their information on several other occasions. And coincidentally, that person is in California. I mean, everything just jives together. And this captain that died in flight, I mean, thank God it only takes one. I mean, when a pilot gets sick, and by the way, lots of pilots and flight attendants are saying that they are feeling sick during flights because a lot of their coworkers are jabbed and a lot of the passengers are already jabbed, and they are reporting all the same symptoms that we keep hearing over and over again that Dr. Zandre Batha talked about when she handled the J&J vials and the Pfizer vials. So I'm just, you know.
Okay. So just going back to your source here, your reliable source that you used when you were in DC, this is a person who's in California who,
yes.
And this person would have direct knowledge about what's going on inside of Delta Airlines.
This person, coincidentally, is immediate related to someone who is a flight attendant at Delta and was the original person who came to me with the information of the pilot that died in flight. Coincidentally, this morning, I get a communication from another internal Delta pilot. I don't want to get too specific. There are many pilots who inadvertently listed that as one of the issues of all these pilots and flight attendants. Stu, they're telling me that flight attendants are saying that when they're in overnight hotels, more and more they're seeing EMTs called to pilot and flight attendant rooms. And then everything gets hushed up. They don't know what happens to those people later on. I mean, these are very strange things that are not so strange to us, but these are things that are starting to crop up.
Okay, so we're assuming or speculating that this happened within the last 2 weeks.
I'm being told it was less than 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so if you were on a Delta flight less than 2 weeks ago and your plane was diverted, you had to make some sort of an emergency or unexpected landing in a different location, chances are this was that flight. So you should come forward and reach out to me, StuPeters@ProtonMail.com, and let me know. Now, here's what I want to say. If you were the co-pilot on that flight, if you were a flight attendant or somebody working a ground crew on that flight and you know what happened on that flight, you have an obligation as an American to come forward right now and break this information and corroborate this as being 100% true. Now, I'm not saying that I don't trust you or your sources, but
that's fine.
Firsthand information, we need that to come forward. Listen, there are billions of lives at stake here.
Yes.
Millions of people travel on a daily basis. That's according to the TSA. You can go look right now. This weekend, there was a day that close
worldwide
to 2 million people flew and were in the sky. I mean, every one of these lives is at stake. There are little children in the air with these pilots. And we have been talking about this. We have been fact-checked about this. We have been scrutinized by USA Today, that Daniel funky a-hole who has been saying, oh, no, there's no reason to panic. Are you kidding me? Now we have, and we've heard about international pilots. We've heard about pilots from around the world. And now it's happening here in America. If you were on that flight, if you worked that flight by in any way, whether you were on it or a ground crew, or you were at one airport where it was expected to be, or at the airport where it was diverted to, you need to come forward. We can protect your anonymity. We'll blur out your face. We'll disguise your voice, whatever we have to do. This has to be corroborated, and somebody knows about this. And passengers that were on that flight less than 2 weeks ago, there's not that many Delta flights in the last 2 weeks. Well, now we're hearing maybe there is. I mean, what's going on with Southwest?
Yeah, before I wrap up, let me go back to the Southwest because there's some really important information that everyone needs to know. As you indicated, Stu, on Friday, things started to happen that were very strange.
Yeah.
Southwest flight delays, they jumped over to there. It's more than 2,100 by now, I can tell you that. I know for a fact directly that Jackson, JAX, Jacksonville, ATC, the air traffic controller group did walk out, leaving a huge grid unattended in the Southeast. They had to shut down those flights. And also on Friday, there was a lawsuit filed by the Southwest Airline Pilots Association. Apparently, they have a conscience more than the Airline Pilots Association of America versus Southwest Airlines. That was filed in the U.S. District Court on Friday in Dallas. And as you said, yes, the airlines were all blaming the weather. Florida was perfect on Friday. And over the weekend, there were no major weather issues. Now, wanted to also bring up something. There are I'm being told there are thousands of pilots that are fighting back and flight attendants. They have to be careful on how they do it and how they communicate it. The Railroad Labor Act makes coordinated walk-offs an illegal job action. So they have to be careful. And the word is they're using up their sick time to buy time up to the due date because, Stu, Southwest has mandated to their employees. And look, we're talking about mechanics, gate agents, baggage handlers, the cleaning crew, dispatchers, fuelers, everybody involved in making your flight safe. They all have until the day before Thanksgiving to get the jab. Also, by the way, I want you to know that the mandates are also coming for, nobody's escaping this, for American, Spirit, JetBlue, and Alaska Air. United has, as you probably know, has already fired all of their non-jabbed employees. You are, when you fly United Airlines right now, you are flying 100% jabbed crews. And given what these Delta insiders are telling us, about even a partial mix of jab and non-jab crews, they're getting sick. The flight attendants and pilots are feeling sick when they fly next to a co-pilot who's been jabbed. And not to mention in the cabin with all the people that are more likely, you know, jabbed. So I wanted people to understand that. And they say, Stu, that they're doing this for America, for freedom, for medical freedom, because once they take out these essential workers, they're coming for the rest of us because that scumbag, Dianne Feinstein, put a bill in Congress to make it required that everyone flying domestically in the United States, across all states, must be fully vaccinated, which, of course, could be two jabs or later on booster, three jabs. So, Stu,
and there's a fourth one coming. And by the way, all these people that are dying and all those people that are, you know, EMTs are being called and all that. Remember, these people are scrutinized. Their health is constantly under scrutiny. I mean, these pilots are held to a higher standard than the guy who collects your garbage. I'm not minimizing that guy's job at all, but I'm just saying, like, he doesn't go in for, you know, physicals and things like that. Maybe for the Department of Transportation or whatever. But you understand what I'm saying. I mean, so like,
yeah, every six months.
Yeah, every 6 months. So unbelievable. Breaking news here today: a Delta pilot, according to sources, multiple sources, died
in flight.
Over America at tens of thousands of feet up in the sky. Emergency landing was required. If you were on that flight, please come forward. Again, my email address, stupeters@protonmail.com. Dr. Jean Ruby, thank you so much for looking into this. We appreciate you being here.
You bet, Stu.
Fighting against these vaccine mandates, fighting against these mask mandates. You're going to your meetings. You're doing everything that you can. There's one guy out here who went to a meeting at a school board, a tyrannical, petty tyrant-filled school board, and confronted them on the mask mandates. Well, guess what? He was successful. And he confronted them and he said, I'm going to sue every one of you. I'm going to sue you as a board. I'm going to sue you individually. I'm going to sue every single one of you. And he served them right there on the spot with all of the paperwork. Well, guess what? He was successful. He got the mask mandate lifted. Those children were liberated. Well, as a result of those efforts, Christopher Key, that man, was fired by his communist boss from his work. So his new job is now the vaccine police. He's going all over the country. He's confronting pharmacists. He's serving Nuremberg notifications to people at hospital administrations, big pharma executives and CEOs. He's all over the place. He documents his work at vaccine-police.com. You can give to his efforts there. This is what we need. We are in a war, and he is a soldier with boots on the ground fighting this on the front lines. He needs some assistance. With some of that donated money, he has erected billboards in major metropolitan areas that, as a result of the billboard's presence, has spawned the writing and the advertising and the covering by media. They don't have any other choice but to cover it. And so then the vaccines are getting media coverage that this corrupt and complicit mainstream and even alternative so-called conservative news outlets are completely ignoring. Go to vaccine-police.com, please, and support Christopher Key's efforts. I do, and I'm proud of it, and I'm glad that I do. You can view all of the work that he's doing over at vaccine-police.com, and if you have the means and if you feel so called to do so, please help him out. Go to vaccine-police.com. Well, just a week or so ago, we featured Dr. Carrie Madej, who was here showing us slides of some self-aware, alien-looking, scorpion-looking thing that she found under a microscope inside of the vials of these so-called vaccines. Shortly thereafter, we featured Dr. Zandre Batha, who said that she found little discs that were connected with some sort of metal connector. Then we talked to Karen Kingston. All of them are saying that this is some sort of an injectable computing device. Now, Karen Kingston is back with us today saying that these patents that she has uncovered prove that this is some sort of an obedience platform, some sort of an obedience controlling platform. Karen Kingston joins us now. So, Carrie Madej found these discs, and she said that these vibrant colors that she was seeing seem to suggest that there's some sort of an injectable computing system. Then Dr. Zandre Batha brought us even more crystal clear images of these perfectly symmetrical, absolutely identical discs that are connected with some sort of a metal connector. We see tyranny down under in Australia, and you're saying all of it is connected. You're bringing receipts. You have patents to prove it.
Yes, Stu. Thanks for having me back again. I do have evidence that all of what they're saying is true. I think let's start with the main challenge, the main issue, which is that Americans thought that by being vaccinated, they were getting their ticket back to their liberties and their freedom, when actually it is a gateway to an obedience platform and potentially an execution platform if you are not obedient based on your score. So let's go to the original patent that I brought up with you last week, which is patent number 20210082583. And if you go to section 0378, remember now this patent talks about having devices that have there's a plurality of devices that connect to external servers, including apps. And you, per this patent, per section 0378, you may be needed to download a mandatory dedicated app. And what it says is that in view of the pandemic, the government may order the citizens to install a dedicated application on their smartphones to help the government with the logistics of vaccination procedures. It goes on to say that in some embodiments, the app and or smart device configured to inform on the user's location at all times and to communicate with adjacent smart devices via Bluetooth, for example, to assess the interactions between users, for example, vicinity between users, movement, et cetera. And they have algorithms for that we went over last week, as well as how they do the scoring model. And you may say, well, that sounds a bit extreme. And the patent goes on to say in section 0380 the app will send a communication to the user to enhance his awareness to behavioral rules during pandemic, to come and be vaccinated, and to avoid certain locations which are at high risk of contagion. So again, this may sound surreal, but just last week in Australia, in Western Australia, they launched the G2G app, and it's called G2G Now. And if you go to I have the screenshots for your viewers. If you go to their homepage, what is G2G Now? Listen to what it is. It's an app that's a tool to help the Western Australian police protect the community by conducting remote virtual in-app check-ins on people in quarantine. The app uses facial verification technology and phone location data to ensure people in quarantine remain in their address throughout the quarantine period. It goes on to say that you will receive push notifications to check in, and you have 5-minute warning window to take a photo of yourself. And that image will be matched to your location. It goes on to say, well, what if I'm sleeping or showering, or I didn't respond because I wasn't near my phone? Well, don't worry. The G2G now is designed to make people's lives easier, not harder. If you miss your check-in in a window, you'll be given a second check-in time. If you miss the second request, the app will prompt you to give a reason, and the police will determine whether further action, if any, is required or a physical check-in from the police. It goes on to say, well, if I miss my check-in window multiple times, will I get fined? And it says, well, you'll be prompted to give a reason, and if it happens too many times, this can result in a fine up to $50,000 or imprisonment. It goes on to say, does the app track or record my location? Yes, it does. This I thought was a great question. What if I'm quarantined at the same address as my partner, but I'm asked to check in much more regularly than he is? Is there something wrong with my app? No, there's nothing wrong with your app. The randomized schedules gives authorities the ability to check in on people's requirements. It's not unusual for people to receive check-in requests different from times a day or more than other people. And then I really like this last question. What will my photos, because remember, you get a notification saying, we want to make sure you are where you say you are and that you haven't left the vicinity that we said you're required to. So you just got to take a photo. You could be sleeping, showering, in the middle of playing with your children, making dinner. I mean, so you just got to take a photo of yourself. So the question is, will my photos only be used for this app and quarantine compliance purposes, or will it be kept on police record? And it says here that it's collected through the app for monitoring quarantine arrangements. It's not collected for general policing purposes. It sounds like the app is only policing purposes, by the way. And it says the information will be stored and used only as permitted as required by law. Well, we live in a tyrannical fascist state now. So that means everything about you is now owned by the government, including your images and where you live and what you do and your time. Apparently your time, what you do at your time is now owned by the government.
I want everybody to understand something. I mean, this isn't just something that Karen Kingston is making up, dreaming up. She's not wearing a tinfoil hat. This is no conspiracy theory. This is actually proven, publicly discoverable. She brought the receipts. We're showing them on the screen. This is a patent. Now, we've also reported previously, Karen, on the fact that Australia is already implementing this behavior or obedience controlling manipulating platform by already enforcing this take a picture, take a selfie, be where you are supposed to be, or the police will come and check on you type of process. So, I mean, this is not something to play around with. This is not some wild fictional novel here. This is reality. This is happening. It's happening in Australia right now, and it is coming here. Now, think about the military. The military is now subjected to the same obedience training. Oftentimes, things are developed for good and then hijacked for evil. Imagine a military being able to, by remote control, be turned on its own citizens.
That's exactly the point, Stu. And for those people who are saying, well, this is an external app, and last week, Karen said the device could be it's a smart device inside of you. And this has nothing to do, there's no evidence this has anything to do with the COVID-19 vaccines. Well, let's go back to the patent. If you go to section 0352, it says, vaccines are all compounds as disclosed in the website of the World Health Organization. Then you go to the World Health Organization link, and it says COVID-19 candidate vaccines. And right here in the patent, it goes on to say, which are incorporated herein by reference, which are optionally provided, for example, as in a kit, a software such as described herein and provided with instructions for use for targeting super spreaders. So you're like, well, I didn't get a kit and I didn't get instructions. Keep in mind, on December 13th in 2016, under the Obama's CARES Act, Section 3024, it was passed that during an EUA and under clinical research, informed consent was waived if informed consent is not in the best interest of a human subject to know. So if our government decided we shouldn't know we were injected with a smart device, it's not in our best interest, then that would not be disclosed to us. And if you go on to the patent, they might not want us to know, because in section 0400, it goes over how the vaccine potency is based on your behavior. Again, this is a obedience device. So the system used to identify which of individuals will receive which types of vaccines in relation to their potency. For example, individuals that received and were identified as a high super spreader score would be vaccinated with a more potent device, a more potent vaccine. So if you're not obedient, you will get a more potent vaccine. It goes on to section 0408, where you're like, well, if I know I'm not being obedient or I'm going to get a more potent vaccine, I'm not going to show up for my check-in. But the reason why you may not know is because they want to ensure your healthcare privacy. It's so private that you may not even be informed that your health is at risk. So 0408, verbatim, in some embodiments, the notification for getting treatment may or may not contain information regarding the results of the calculations. For example, an individual that was identified as a super spreader may or may not receive information about that fact that he was identified as such. The potential advantage of not providing such information is to further enhance the privacy protection of the user. It goes on to say, now again, if you still believe that this is for our health and that we were at risk for a cold, section 0004 explains why we need a smart device inside of us and our government to determine whether or not we need to be injected with biological agents. And let's be clear, these are biological weapons. Because the pandemic is most contagious during the first 3 days after the onset of symptoms, although spread is possible before symptoms appear, after they disappear, and from people who show very mild symptoms or do not show symptoms at all. So you could be very sick, not know it, have no symptoms, feel perfectly healthy, be identified as a super spreader, but the government, because they're concerned about your safety and your personal privacy, aren't going to tell you that you're at high risk and inject you with a potent vaccine. But don't worry, if you go to section 0409, you may be eligible to be put on warning or get a coupon code, verbatim, from this patent. Dedicated codes, for example, in the form of coupons, will be provided to all individuals having important or relevant professions, like doctors and police. Insertions of the codes into their personal electronic devices will inform the system that the encrypted, anonymized user needs a correction in their score. The correction can be either increasing the score or decreasing the score. So maybe you're a police officer, or maybe you are a doctor.
If you're a cop and you're willing to enforce this tyranny, your score will drop, therefore you won't need to be controlled with a more potent dose. If you are a doctor and you're willing to participate in the hospital's killing fields or the new ovens and prescribe this controlling obedience platform, your score will go down because you are compliant.
Exactly, Stu. That's what it is. But if they want to read the full patent, that's true. They're safe for a while, maybe weeks, months, or years. Who knows? But if you go into section 006, this came out of a publication called Prioritization Strategies for Pandemic Influenza Vaccine in 27 Countries of the European Union and Global Health Security Action Group, which is now 38 nations, 38 members, and that's the Organization for Economic Cooperative Economic Cooperation and Development. So this patent, the strategies for vaccination, overall, what they're saying, what's best for these developed countries is this vaccination strategy. They prioritize the strategies during pandemic times, and in conclusions are limited to critical groups. For example, healthcare providers, doctors, nurses, laboratories, hospitals, essential service providers such as police and firefighters, public sector personnel, government personnel, and high-risk individuals such as pregnant women and children. So at some point you will be prioritized to be vaccinated. And the reason why, let me explain why, because there is a reason. Lincoln has made a commitment to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, our Secretary of State. State has made this commitment to roll out an artificial intelligence organization to be integrated across these global communities. And Lynn Parker, she is the director of National Artificial Intelligence at the White House. She called into the OECD meeting on October 4th, okay? She called in, and what she said was, we must prepare the future and the present U.S. workforce for integration of AI systems across all sectors of the economy and society. She goes on to say, this is on October 4th. Keep in mind, this was just a few weeks ago. Our goal is to fill the AI talent gap. As if AI is another group of human beings, there is an AI talent gap, and prepare US workers for jobs of the future by implementing policies that ensure a diverse, inclusive, and knowledgeable workforce. We would like to see the integration of AI-related concepts of schooling from kindergarten and even pre-kindergarten through doctoral positions, including community colleges. They are committed to replacing American people with artificial intelligence. If you Google Reuters, our favorite publication, beginning in January of this year, they have numerous articles out of a company out of Hong Kong that is ready to deploy an AI healthcare workforce right now. She was Sophia, she's evolved to Grace, and you can find that information online. It's very easy to find.
Unbelievable. This is horrific, and this is exactly what we have been warning about. We speculated this. We knew that this was coming. We said this. We were blasted all over the mainstream media by these arbiters of lies, so-called fact checkers that are owned by the government and paid for by the globalists that want you dead. And they mislabeled us, didn't they? Because we were conspiracy theorists yesterday, truth tellers today. This is all coming to light. I mean, how can they get away with this? How can they get away from this? Now that it's exposed, what are you recommending that people do? I only have a couple of minutes left here. I could talk to you all day.
I recommend that people look at facts, look at evidence, and understand that when someone has malicious intents and sociopathy, they do not tell you they're going to harm and violate you. They tell you whatever it is you need to hear in order for them to accomplish their goal. And I want to say, I am sorry. I am sorry to the American people. I'm sorry to healthcare workers. And I'm sorry to the US military. You have been betrayed by General Milley. You have been betrayed by Lloyd Austin. You have been betrayed by Biden and many, many other leaders. And I just want to close with some scripture. And this is to our military. And this is to our police. This is to those who have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution and to protect the American people. This is from Ephesians, and it's a letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Everything exposed by the light becomes visible. That is why it is said, wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you.
Mike is offering the sale of the year. You'll receive 50% off his Giza Dream Sheets. Just go to MyPillow.com, and you will receive a set for as low as $49.99 with promo code STU. Or call 800-262-2403 and be sure to use STU at checkout.
Today on the Stu Peters Show, if you missed it, make sure that you go look. Karen Kingston brought receipts, patents that prove the government is trying to hide the fact that they are controlling obedience through these vaccines. The entire trajectory of this country will be changed if the masses watch that interview. It's absolutely insane. This is what we have been predicting. And just like the government hides that from you, they're hiding taxes. What do you know? That's the subject of our Money Minute today with Carlos Cortez. Cortez Wealth Management, he's an independent fiduciary, a God-fearing patriot, and he wants to serve you. Carlos, stealth tax, what is all this now?
Yeah, it's a hidden tax. It's what I call a stealth tax. And basically, Food and gas are up tremendously, Stu. With gas being over 23%, they take food and gas out of the adjustment called the COLA adjustments for all of our Social Security citizens that are on Social Security. They don't get that pay raise. And so what happens right. is there is this hidden tax that literally smashes them because they can't afford a $5, $6, $7 gallon milk, or they can't afford to fill up their tank because their Social Security is not keeping up. So inflation is designed to have a very good benefit to the dollar. It stretches the dollar. Our companies have to work harder and our GDP has to catch up. But when we have hyperinflation, it's really terrible for the economy for cash flows purposes, because people don't have the money to go and get gas or go to Costco because our dollar is not as strong. And so we have to understand that there's many reasons why the government wants to trace our money. This whole Joe Biden $600 catastrophe with the hidden bill. So more tracing, like you're saying with Ms. Kingston and everything else. It's coming. I mean, I'm going to talk about some other things that is going to be mind blowing later this week. But the tracing of assets, the tracing of the taxation, they want to trace so they can see where they can budget your money to pay this never ending spending of like an Oprah Winfrey show. There's a reason why they keep spending and spending and spending and spending money, is because they already have a plan to double tax.
The government is not a for profit business. The only money that they have is the money that we give them or that they steal from us.
Exactly.
And in the absence of the Fed, really government would cease to exist if everybody stopped paying taxes. I would say just for 6 months, everybody in this country, they'd be gone. They'd be gone completely. And then you wipe out the Fed. There would be no more government. We would truly be of, by, and for the people here. This is absolutely criminal. I mean, these hidden taxes, and me, you know, I mean, I make a modest living. I'm not rich. I'm not, you know, I'm not up here making millions of dollars, sure. Not even 100,000. And yet here I am feeling the pain at the pump. Now imagine somebody on a fixed income.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, somebody who's retired already, somebody who's receiving Social Security benefits, somebody who's on, you know, disability, they're not receiving the same benefits and fluctuation. So when gas or groceries or eggs or milk go through the roof, guess what? Their pay doesn't change.
Exactly.
Absolutely insane. This is stuff that you have to prepare for. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. This guy right here can help you out. Not only is he kind of good looking, but he's also really good at what he does. He's our in-house financial expert and the chief sponsor here on the Stu Peters Show, Cortez Wealth Management. Visit him online anytime at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Carlos, we'll see you tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you.
Mike is offering the sale of the year. You'll receive 50% off his Giza Dream Sheets. Just go to MyPillow.com, and you will receive a set for as low as $49.99 with promo code STU. Or call 800-262-2403 and be sure to use STU at checkout.
I cannot overstate the importance of that interview with Karen Kingston. We see pilots are dying mid-flight. This is not about health and safety. In that interview, I can't overstate it. This is not hyperbolic. If seen by the masses, will absolutely change the trajectory of America, of the world. You must share that interview with everybody. Wake them up, your neighbors, the members of your church, the grocery store lady, other parents at extracurricular activities, volleyball, soccer, hockey, basketball, your children's teachers. All of these people that are in lockstep thinking that this is about health and safety, And when they don't believe you, show them the receipts. Show them the patents. Point them to Australia, where this is already being implemented. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is not a radical right-wing political attack on anything. This is reality. Open their eyes. Running out of time here today. I just want to ask you to please, if you want to support this platform, I haven't said this for a while, StuPeters.shop, all kinds of hats, red pill people, let everybody know. StuPeters.tv, t-shirts are available there as well. People will be like, hey, StuPeters.tv, what is that? It's your opportunity to explain to them that there is a medium out there still telling the truth, because I am fighting for you. I'm fighting for you. Whether the truth is popular or unpopular, we're going to tell it. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way you can get to it, here's to those that don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radar!